we need to be committed to our craft. And I know, Malin, we got a special distributor on the phone who's definitely committed to that.
It is so true, and she was our very first distributor that we signed up, and she, you know, it rubs arms with so many of you, rubs shoulders with so many of you who have that same level of commitment, who have been with us either from the very beginning or very close to the very beginning, and we believe that you are here because of the cause of Limitless and what we really are setting out to do. And although we've had this interesting shift in our direction that we're getting ready to explode with, we appreciate each of you that have had that commitment, and Liz Perkins is no exception to that. And she's been utilizing this pocket story and a new story to tell in so many ways. I've seen her enthusiasm as she's used it when she's been in the office on Will Call Fridays. And so we have asked her to share her experiences and maybe give you some ideas on how you can take advantage of this story, because really, when you can master the power of habit, you can be your best at every age, and you can find your Limitless. And our products are here to help you shift from those bad habits to your good habits. So, Liz, take it away.
Well, thank you, Malin. And I love how Steve actually, thank you for comparing me to LeBron James. But that's pretty awesome, because I think that's pretty, no doubt that he's definitely the best player in the NBA at this time. But I wanted to add a little something to that as you started talking about, I'm not a big basketball player. I don't have the statistics that you do, but I can sure appreciate talent. And when something is really awesome and the energy that when you watch a game like that, it's really, you can't even, I don't care if you like basketball or not, you cannot be enthusiastic about what watching something like that go down. But even though LeBron James is hands down the best player in the NBA right now, it just goes to show that when you put together a good team, that they can outwin a best player. And
yep,
that's really what I absolutely just, it just watching that, it just really hit me hard to say, it's not just about one person. It really always comes down to the best team. And Golden State definitely has the best team, and they put together and they swept, and people didn't think they could do it because LeBron is so powerful, so strong. But here they came with the best team, with the best solutions, with best coaches, and they really just handled it all well, and they came out on top and they won. And I truly do believe that that's us here at Limitless, that we have the best coaches and we have the best, you know, plays, and we have everything that come together over these 5 years of building Limitless and coming to Limitless 2.0, that this little pocket story is our, you know, silver bullet that's helping us to really make that shift and getting out on top and really getting out there and starting to show people what we're all about here at Limitless. And, you know, guys, because of this, it has really prompted me, you know, at the fly-in, Stephen Malin talked about, start at the first of the month, get out there, start talking to people. Not that I didn't talk to people after the fly-in, but I really made, in talking to Malin and really drilling down on some of the things that I needed to work on personally as my goals, and what I needed to do to, you know, not only be an example for myself, because that's the most important thing, but to go out there and not tell people. This is a big one for me. Don't say to somebody, you need to do this if I'm not willing to do it myself. And that was a big one for me. So I thought, you know what? I've got some of the best trackers on, you know, that I work with, that I get to partner with, and Pam and Terry, and they're out there. They track every day. They're doing that. And I thought, and I'm not doing a very good job of that. So this is definitely something that I can make a shift on and I can start tracking. But I also want to start from day one instead of waiting till midway through the month, to start to build my volumes and to run at these great incentives that we have. We want to start talking day one. And this whole pocket story really inspired me to start talking. And how could I use it? And I actually started with the ones that we were given at the fly-in, and just to test it. Now, of course, I got to come out of the gate. I got to start testing. I'm not doing everything fluid or, you know, it's not easy, but I got to start somewhere. So I just started by conversations, you know, talking to people and asking them, you know, what are some things that you're doing that you would really like to change, you know, that you've thought about many times over and yet you're not doing that. And people would start to share. If you're asking questions to people like that. It's people that you know. Even if that wasn't, I wasn't planning to give them a pocket story in the beginning, I wanted to see that unfold and how that creating that conversation or starting that conversation would happen. And it was a lot of fun to see that. And ultimately, in the end, oftentimes it would end up in me just saying, you know what, I just want to share a little something with you. It's this great little pocket reminder, we call it a pocket story, that helps me. I read it every single day just because putting something good into my brain every single day, this has really helped me to stay on track to help me change some goals, some bad habits into good habits that I've wanted to do and just have kind of put off. And I want to share that with you, and I'll hand that off to them. And, you know, they'll look at it, and I you know, a lot of times people open the whole thing up, but I simply say it's read like a little book. You just open up as you read it. But one of the most powerful things in this pocket story that I truly love is your why and our how. And that's really just hit me as I read that like a ton of bricks, because everybody has to have a why as to why they're doing something. And it's our showing them how to get that done. And literally this becomes my little presentation. I read it. I've read it many times over. The word tracking that I use comes from this, so that when people use it and read it, it resonates with them. They're like, oh my gosh, basically that's just the simple little story. And again, it comes back to some training from Stephen Malin early on, and many of my mentors early on, the three questions they ask: is it easy? Does it duplicate? Can I do it? And this is easy. It duplicates, because if you're handing that off to them, people are going to do what you do. If you train them that same way, they'll do what you do, and every single person can do this. These are affordable. You're not going to give them out willy-nilly. You're going to want to make sure that you're giving them to people that you really do feel like will take it, resonate with them. You're getting contact information from them. You're staying connected. You want to make sure that you're doing all that. And I'm seeing some really great results. So again, start at the very first of the month. Start your conversation. Ask questions. When you're asking questions, you got to make sure that you're listening. Because if you're asking questions and then you're thinking about what's the next question that I'm going to ask, I promise you, if you'll listen to what they say, they'll lead you into the other questions. You don't need to wonder what you're going to ask next. Listen to what they're saying, because they're going to give you the information that's going to help you get to a place where you can hand this off. You know what? I feel exactly like you did. I have some bad habits I really need to change. You know, I'm starting really small. In fact, one of my teachers taught me, or mentors, whatever word you want to use, that I want to start with something so small that I can't say no. And so whatever it is, just get started. And I'd love to, you know, be your buddy in doing that. Or how can I help you? That's another word. You know, how can I help support you in making those goal shifts? That's something that I've asked every single person that shares to me that they want to change something. How can I support you in making that change or that shift? How can I support you? You know, should we make a phone call periodically? Do you want to send me an email or text? Do we just, you know, and you can make it fun too, because I've done that as well. I've started with texting somebody and saying, hey, did you do that today? I did this, you know, and you're just, doesn't have to be a long thing, because again, when you're starting to give these out and you give a lot of them out and you're starting to assist and help a lot of people, that can be a lot of work. Not that it's not worth it, but I'm just telling you, even if it's those little touch-ins, texting, say, hey, did you do your little shift today? I did mine, and this is what I did, and smiley faces and whatever. Just staying connected to the people that you hand these out to, so that you're making sure that you're getting value to them, and you're also getting value back. And you want to say, you know, even if it comes down to that at the very end of the conversation, you know, I'd like to give you something. And it's like a gift even. I'd like to give you a little gift that's really helped me. Putting value on it, again, making it valuable so that they see value in it, that you're giving them something that means something to you and hopefully will mean something to them. Another thing, like I said, using the word tracking. If you are unsure of what to say when you're talking to people, if you'll read this little pocket brochure many times, even if you don't do it exactly in the order, you know, it's something that I have truly loved and used I use it every single day, is I love the opportunity to be my best at every single age. I love that opportunity. You know, doesn't everybody want to be their best today? Wouldn't you want to be your best at every age? I mean, who's going to say no to that, right? And my company helped me to find that inside me, what we call it our limitless, to find that limitless place inside of us. And I've been able to do that. And I'd love to share this with you. So you want to the other thing that's really helped me is that I've not only contacted, you know, new people that I've been kind of working with, but I've called some old distributors and some old customers, and I'm just taking a few every single day, and I'm contacting them and sharing this with them, and whether I get it to them into their hands personally or I'm mailing it out to them, that's another really great way that I've been able to connect with people. So that being said, that's kind of what I'm doing. Now I want to tell you some of the results that I'm having because of what's happened. I'm already past 500 PV this month, and it's only on the 9th. And that is super exciting to me because you all know that we've got some great incentives that we are running at, that if you get over 1,000 PV for 4 months running, you get a $1,000 bonus at the end of those 4 months. If you get over 2,000 PV, then you can get 2,000. Now, it's always great to shoot for the moon and hit the stars. So, of course, every month I'm going to shoot for the moon, and if I hit that, but I'm never going to let myself be below that 1,000. And so that's something that I'm shooting for the moon. If I hit the stars, man, a $1,000 bonus at the end of 4 months is still pretty awesome. And the great thing that they've done for us is that even if you hit it once, so here's another exciting thing. I've been helping also some of my distributors, and that's been a lot of fun. I know that Alberto is also over 500 PV this month. In fact, he's way over that. And, you know, helping him shoot. What if he hits it twice? That's still a $250 bonus in. If he just hits it once, it's $100 in free product in the award points. And I mean, even that is so awesome. That's just above and beyond all of your commissions that Melinda already said, where our commissions are already, you know, the best, I believe, the very, very best in the industry. And we're being paid out very highly for our efforts. But simply by doing that, contacting new people, contacting old distributors, contacting old customers, saying, hey, I have a little piece of information I'd like to share with you. I have reactivated three customers, and I have sold one new customer that purchased a Find Your Limitless pack, the whole pack, and got on an auto ship for a Find Your Limitless pack, and is potentially wanting to be a distributor. And that to me is super exciting. Now, that's just this month. So let's go back to last month where I was at the end of the month and taking those few days and how I closed it out. Why Melinda says, oh my gosh, Liz came out of the office. She was so excited. I was. Because, again, this is my first few samples. These are my, really, I'd say my efforts that I was making. And I wasn't doing very good, but I was at least trying to make those efforts of using the pocket story, talking about that, doing some three-way calls. I ended up signing up a new distributor at the end of last month, and that got them so excited, of course, and that leads to the other people that you get to start to talk to. And I really jumped into it with just using the pocket story as the initial introduction, and that was getting them excited and got them to their first customer at the end of that month. And I just started to see it unfold very easily by simply using the pocket story to share that word tracking. This is a simple, easy way to do this. Giving it out, mailing it out, keeping people's interest, asking the questions. And guys, I'm telling you what, I am stunned, pleasantly excited to see that this is how we're starting with Limitless 2.0 and business. You know, those of you maybe of holding back because we've known that we're going through transition. You know, this is the time to jump in. We've got great incentive to do that. But certainly we know that we're moving forward. And if you've been hesitant to go out there and sponsor, you know, I've sponsored one new person last month, already sponsored a new person this month, already got, you know, new customers back on products and sponsoring new customers and really getting my summer off to a truly great start. So go out there and use the pocket story. I purchased 200 of them, 100 with my name, 100 without, so that I could share with some of my other team members that may not have got some. But I'm telling you what, these things are awesome. Make them have value when you're handing them out, and they're going to have value to your business. I love it. I thank you, Stephen Malin. This has been a great benefit for my business, and I'm truly thinking it's going to be a great benefit for Limitless going forward. That's what Liz, I got to share.
That was incredible, Liz. And I just want to say two things that I think are really incredible. One, I know that as you have started talking to people, in light of the fact that you get rewards for PSV as a distributor, and new distributors, if they'll do something within their first 60 days or 30 days, have some extra bonuses coming at them. What I like about all this coming together is that if someone isn't ready to go out there and be a distributor and run at those 3 and 30 bonuses, that's okay. You don't have to push them to be in that world. You can let them sign up as a customer. You get PSV that goes towards bonuses, and when they're ready so that they can really go out of the gate and win on those bonuses, you can convert them into a distributor. And I love that you've kind of already experienced that a few times with people that you've talked to. And these are people who are buying packs. I mean, they're buying a couple of packs and everything, but they're not ready to go run at sponsoring other distributors yet. They want to try the products. And you win every bit as big no matter which way they get started. And I love that.
You know what, really, I do. And since you said that, I do want to share, because there are two really big examples that have happened that have people that I truly believe will come on as distributors. In fact, Alberto and I, we did a meeting last Saturday. It was awesome. The husband and wife team, and they thought, you know what, we really want to do this, but we're right in the middle of finishing building a house and moving in and all that. We really want to do this, but we don't want to wait to get started. I said, you know what, let's not start you out as a distributor. Let's start you out as a customer, and let's get you started that way. And then when you're ready in the next little bit to get started as a distributor, you can jump in and do that too. And they're like, oh, you know what, can we do that? And, you know, the difference in the product isn't that much. I would highly encourage you to do that. And they ended up purchasing 3 Find Your Limitless packs from Alberto as customers, and they are planning to sign up as distributors as soon as they get moved into their new house at the end of the month. So here's Alberto, who got the benefit of the customer and also will get the benefit of the new distributor. Now, guys, the other thing you're realizing is that it's not just Alberto. Those people, his new customers that will be new distributors, they're going to get the benefit of getting started on the product right now, building their testimonial on the product over the next, 20 days, so that when they do engage in the business, they're already going to have their 20-day story on how the products have been helping them, because it started as a customer. You know, Malin, you taught me this, because I would probably fall back and maybe not do that, but that's exactly what happened to me on the woman that I was talking to who purchased the Find Your Limitless pack from me. She's like, I would think I would really want to do this, but I right now in the next, 20 days, I don't know if I could engage. I know you've got some great incentives. I don't want to miss out on that. And I'm like, let's get you started as a customer. Boom. She's like, great, let's do that. And then in, next 20 days. And she's, like I said, she's on an auto ship for a Find Your Limitless pack. But even if they don't end up getting signed up as a distributor, we know that getting them signed up as a customer, getting them on those packs, the best opportunity for success on a product, for our product, is the Find Your Limitless packs. We know that one product is awesome. 2 products is better. But 3 products is exponentially, that is where they're going to see their results the fastest. As long as you coach them how to take the products properly, the Find Your Limitless pack. And so it's super exciting to me that we're seeing that shift, that people are purchasing the packs, because we know that they're going to get optimal results. And the best way that we can help them to be their best at every age and to have that happen fast is to get them on those Find Your Limitless packs and to help them see that shift in their physical health and, the changes for them as quickly as possible. And that's going to happen on those Find Your Limitless packs. Get them started as fast as you can. And if they sign up as a distributor later, double bonus. Great benefit. Thanks.
Exactly. And when you've spent all that time talking to someone and they're ready to say a yes, no matter what form that is, you don't want to put that yes on hold. And so take the yes, take what you can get, and you can always navigate, and everybody wins. Everybody wins. You're doing right by everyone when you do it that way. And one final thing before we hang up. Liz, you mentioned something in your, as you were talking about this, and I'm going to tie a bow around it to end the call and before I turn it back over to Steve. But you said, it's been so fun to watch this unfold. And if you think about it, that's exactly what you're doing. You're sharing a gift with someone. It unfolds like a little booklet. And by the time they unfold it, it has expanded into an incredible gift to help them shift those habits, be their best at every age, and find their limitless. And as you will use this unfolding pocket story,
you will be able to watch your business unfold into an expanded version of the dreams that you've had when you wanted to come and be a part of Limitless as a distributor. So I love your unfolding story. I think it has so many great parallels. Liz, thank you so much for joining us on the call today.
Thank you.
And sharing. I love your vulnerability to say, you know what, there's some things I needed to work on. I love it. It was wonderful. Thank you. And Steve, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, there's a lot, like you said, Malin, just to tie a bow around. And I just want to mention how much I appreciate, you know, one of the things that Liz mentioned is she looked at the stars in her downline, like Pam and Terry, and how they've mastered the art of keeping track of everything. And so she said, hey, if they're going to do it, I'm going to do it. And so she is following something she knows is a good example, and it's also helping her to reach her goals. And I encourage all of you guys to do that and set an example for your groups and to make that happen. You know, last night, Malin and I were at a dinner, and during the course of the dinner, it came up, and we got talking about habits, naturally. It just kind of flowed into the course of the conversation. And one of the things we ended up talking about is how we are our own worst villains in trying to accomplish the things we really need to accomplish. And the last page of the, you know, the pocket story, the first page says, be your best at every age. And we were talking about that, but the last page says, top performers do something that makes all the difference. Master the power of habit. And top performers do something that it makes all the difference. And even in the NBA games, you know, in the course of the conversation I had last night at dinner, a guy said, you know, how many free throws do you think those guys threw in their life during high school and college and then in the pros in order to be able to hit a 90% free throw percentage? How many did they have to do? Top performers do the things they need to do. And I just want you to know, even though it may have sounded silly, to say circle the calendar for September 14th and 15th. If you want to have one of the best experiences of your life, I'm telling you that what I do is I build to the events, and that's 14 weeks. And 14 weeks, guys, will go by so fast you'll blink and go, I can't believe the fly-in's here. And you need to be working on that with you and your people right now. Circle the calendar. How many people am I going to get there? And so when I think of Liz doing what she did, really she's becoming a top performer. When I think of Cindy doing what she does, when I think of Sally Ann, when I think of you guys on the call, when I think of Pam sending me her track deal in multicolors and how she's got everything down, and I watch Terry posting and everything she's doing to accomplish her goals. And I think of everybody on the call. It doesn't matter if Paul's racing down a mountain. He's got times that he's trying to hit. All of us have this pocket story to help us just open the conversation on how we can be our best at every age. So, Liz, thank you so much. Long bow there, Malin. Sorry, but it just really feels strongly about
it. You know what you're really saying is don't spray and pray with the brochure. If you just spray 100 brochures out there, you'll get nothing. But if you really give them as a gift, you'll be amazed at what you get.